From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Pembroke Pines residents have been waiting for more than 8 years for the city center they approved, and it finally looks as if the bulk of the construction may come in 2016. Mayor Frank Ortiz is here to update us on what it is, what changed, and why now. Welcome, Mayor.
My pleasure.
You had this grand plan for this area in prime Pembroke Pines real estate, Palm Avenue, Pines Boulevard. A lot of people were looking as a way to make West Broward more community-oriented, more friendly. And I believe it was going to be called a town center. What the heck happened?
Well, we in fact bought a piece of land, 115 acres, which was a regional activity center, and then lowered it to a local activity center, which was 112 acres. And of course, you know, there are wetland mitigations that you must accomplish. It was to be our downtown center, which is called our city center. We bought it and planned it and put the infrastructure in place. So once we sold it, those that bought it simply had to go vertical. And we have the buyers in place and construction going on as we speak.
Now, was that always the plan to get somebody to purchase the land, or did the tax revenues from, you know, the incredible real estate boom just stop rolling in like they were before?
No, it was always that, to have someone in and come in and buy it, get our money back and make a profit. But really our goal was to have a community center, as you mentioned, where people could come and reside and then get out of their cars and shop, recreate, and just have a great time. That's what we planned. And of course, the recession came, as you mentioned. And so our plans were delayed. We're right back on track now. The last piece, Turnberry, is the one that bought our commercial and office piece, which probably have a hotel on it. And we are building our civic center, all LEED certified, and it'll be magnificent. 3,500 seats in it that will be retractable. And around the periphery of the civic center will be an art gallery, historical museum, and other entities and around it. And then we have sold City Hall. We've outgrown it.
You can't buy City Hall.
So we now are going to put City Hall on top of the Civic Center. So it's a 10-acre parcel. Five in the front will be somewhat of a park. We'll have theater. We'll have dinner shows. We'll have graduations. So we will have this Civic Center very, very busy for our residents and those who want to come into our city.
And since about 2006, this has been a sad little weedy lot that had a clock tower overlooking it, and time was standing still on this. What changed that made this possible?
The economy. Residents would call me and say, the time is wrong on the clock tower. Well, there was no electricity to the clock tower. So I had our people take the hands off, just not to have any more discussion.
Are you going to break even or even make the profit you hope for?
We'll make a profit. Not sure it's what I hope for from the early days, but we will make a little profit.
Mayor Frank Ortiz of Pembroke Pines, thanks so much for being our guest.
Kelly, it's actually my pleasure. Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.